Hi, everyone.
Welcome back
to Too Niche.
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
And this is the hall show, the audio hall show of our times.
The number one audio hall show taking America by storm.
Have you heard? Well, this is our 50th episode.
A momentous occasion.
Indeed. And what better way to celebrate it than with today's haul, the Goop gift guide of 2023 haul.
So off the bat, first impressions of the gift guide. Really, it arrived with a whimper, not a bang. I'm used to the gift guide coming out and everyone losing their shit. I need think pieces about the gift guide. And this gift guide did not come to play.
Less think, more...
What's going on at Goop HQ?
Are they tired?
Like, we need to, I mean, yeah, it's been a tough year, but are they like trying to be more sensitive to the consumer's needs?
It still checks the boxes of a classic gift guide from Goop, which is luxe, kind of horny, aspirational, out of touch in all of the glory of those things. But I'm just not... Maybe it speaks to my own peasant era in that I'm just a little...
You're not inspired. You're not able uninspired. To access it. But I don't think so, because now TikTok gift guides are going off. Like, all the TikTok girlies, I've somehow landed in an algorithm of like girls that are telling you what to get. And like, they're curating gift guides for like your coworkers or host and hostess. There's girls that are telling boyfriends what to get their niche luxe girlfriend. And I was like, finding myself incredibly impressed, inspired. I was Googling, I was coveting, I was imagining myself purchasing these items. And that was usually my feeling whenever the Goop gift guide came around. I found myself in a place of need.
As any strong gift guide should do.
Yeah. And there's just something giving mid.
Yeah.
It's giving mid energy, but we're going to get into it.
We're going to get into it. I think the best place to start. So they went more so categorically this year than they did last year. The categories have reached new heights in the year of 2023 over at Goop. And the first one I would like to bring our attention to, which is normally the one that gets the people talking, is the Ridiculous But Awesome Gift Guide.
Featuring a $16,000 vase that's a hand-painted tulip vase pyramid.
That they call categorically stunning, with or without flowers.
It's also made to order, so it ships in 10 to 12 weeks, which means it would not be here by the time.
And is non-returnable.
So you just have to buy it based on a photo. Based on three photos, you're going to plop down $16,000 for this vase, which is a beautiful vase. It's 47 inches high. That's a nice
height. That's nice. Height. That's substantial.
You also can't tell the height really from like the photos. Like, you, I can't
it
be aware of like what
my biggest bone to pick is that it doesn't show. So it looks like multiple bud vases. I found a dupe on Etsy.
Really?
Yeah.
Show me.
Okay. Well, there's one dupe that's $2,000, and then there's a mini version for $122.
Oh, I like that mini.
It's cool. It's like a little bud vase.
You just put tulips in there and call it a day?
Yeah.
It's like a Netherlands thing.
I would do that.
Tulip capital of the world. Okay, it's all coming together.
Yeah. I like the idea. I like the concept. I'm a little annoyed with the presentation. I'm going to give that a C.
Yeah, it's a C minus.
It's definitely not.
Where's
almost
the cell?
Yeah.
Where's the cell?
If you're going to want me to get
you can't just be putting these $16,000 vases online, telling me it's final sale, and then not showing it like in Gwyneth's home.
Exactly. It would look great in her kitchen.
Yeah, like where is just a picture of her posing next to a decked out vase? Can you make me want it? For the love of God, it doesn't take that much to make me want something.
One of these high price items that I would like to bring the attention of the class to is this customized mod pool that start at $28,500. It turns single-use shipping containers into in-ground pools that arrive fully built and ready to install. I personally haven't shopped or gotten quotes around pool installation nowadays, but my ears are perked.
I know, this seemed oddly cheap.
And also kind of cool. This is what I like to see out of a Goop gift guide. Some innovation, something I haven't heard of before, something that I have always wanted, which is an in-ground pool.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I like it. I didn't realize that there were such thing as single-use shipping containers. I thought they were like multi-use
objets. Yeah, no, I have a lot of questions with this one, which is why I'm interested.
I'm curious, but a little bit, because I want I like a pool, but then you look closer and you're like, oh, the shipping container pool looks kind of weird in my Spanish estate, you know?
I'm
like, can we put some tile in the shipping container? Can we maybe saw off part of the shipping container and saw on another part and then cover in tile? And then we're getting into like very custom pool territory.
They've been featured on Property Brothers, just something to
that
flag.
Tracks.
Yeah.
Okay. This seems like something the brothers of property would be into.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by a lot of the travel options on these lists. They're kind of like peppered throughout. And the ones that pique my interest the most are the ones that are price upon request, because where my head's at is like, if an island rental in Fiji costs $39,500 a night, how much could a price upon request be? That to me always says, like, if you have to ask, you really can't afford it. You can't even afford to know.
My thing about the rental in Fiji at Turtle Island, which I'm sure is beyond, but I clicked over to the website and in the pictures, the food is served in glass Tupperware and...
Ooh, no. Not for $40,000.
I was shaken.
That's psychotic.
It's upsetting.
Like an IKEA Tupperware?
I'll show you.
I'm really unwell over a Tupperware for $40,000.
Okay, scroll down. Third photo down.
What? That's crazy. Do you think they're having...
I don't know.
Hmm.
You can see the lids.
Moments indeed.
You can see the lids underneath the food. Just even if that's how they're actually doing it, maybe
who staged
pull
it like this?
Out a platter.
For the photo, at least.
Right?
Zhuzh it up.
I was shocked.
I have to say, I'm not impressed by these photos. I'm not feeling like my $40,000 a night has been well spent.
Mm-mm. However, this price upon a request 7-day airship cruise to the North Pole.
That's what I'm thinking is something that I'd be really interested in. I am really intrigued by the North Pole, and I'm intrigued also. The North Pole is not Antarctica. I'm like imagining the world. It's not. I'm intrigued by the North and South Poles. I would love to get an Antarctica trip on the books, and I would also love to get a North Pole trip on the books.
I'm curious about the poles. Always have been. Mm-hmm. Ever since Midnight Express.
Yeah, I'm 100% down for a big old ocean sky North Pole 7-day trip.
Price upon request. I would love to request, just to know.
Michelin star fine dining, 360-degree panoramic viewing areas, and plenty of extra onboard delights to be announced. I don't like that.
I don't know. This contraption, though, that you're flying in, I hate to say it. It's a very
cursed submarine.
Yeah, it is.
Upon reaching the geographic North Pole, the airship will carefully descend down to ground level, allowing for a special lunch and a few precious hours on top of the world, a feat only possible to the unique capabilities of low-impact airships that do not require a runway. This feels like you could potentially just get stranded in the North Pole.
This is adventurer-style tourism.
I like it, though.
Mm, yeah, I mean, it's better than Tupperware.
Ooh, this airship is chic. I'm really down. How much do we think this is priced at?
How many people can be in each vessel?
This vessel is beyond.
How much was the cursed submarine? Like $250,000?
Yeah.
I think it's probably around there.
No way. That's like a trip to space. This is on Earth. They're just going deep into water in deep space. They need special gear for that.
I've never done pole tourism, so I don't even have anything to base it off of. I'm just truly visually basing it off of what it looks like, and it looks like a similar contraption that you're floating around in.
True. I'm really into this whole website. Like, all of their offerings seem really fun.
Put it on the mood board.
I know. This is a really wet in my travel whistle.
The Hermes Cavalletti Doghouse, $1,925.
I honestly wish it was cuter.
It sort of looks like a kid's playhouse thing.
Yeah, it's not going to go with my decor. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to pass.
Hermes orange. To me, that's like new money, not cool.
This is really uncool. It looks like a Lego or like a Playmobil. This is Fisher Price for Hermes vibes.
Yep.
Oh, or just get a residence at the Well in Bay Harbor Islands, Miami.
Here's the thing. What real estate agent paid Goop to get their listing on the Goop gift guide for $4.4 million?
I love that, like, crazy, like, luxurious, crazy, but silly is, like, get a house somewhere. Buy a place to live. That is, like, a really good... That's true.
Yeah. Yes, you can actually live at the Well, it says. I don't know what the Well is.
It's just, like, a big, beautiful apartment complex in Miami that has thoughtful design, natural light, gentle curves, restorative aromas, therapeutic sound, and provides an overall sense of ease. It's a live and play in complete wellness. 54 bespoke condominiums and over 22,000 square feet of amenities, including state-of-the-art fitness and wellness center. Well,
their workspace looks like a WeWork.
It's very WeWork coded. It's also sound bath coded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come to find it out, Gwyneth is an investor.
Probably. I mean, not no to all of this. But
would I live here?
Offices.
Yes.
Let's talk about the amenities. Let's see what amenities they have to offer. They have a dedicated boardroom, two rejuvenating pools, rooftop cabanas, residence-only fitness studio, local CSA delivery for organic produce, fish, and meats. Energy clearing ceremony of each new residence.
I like that. That's important when entering a new space.
It truly is. Don't light the sage yourself.
No.
Pay $4 million for a condo in Miami and someone will do it for you. Organic toxin-free cleaning services. Rooftop pool. You get a membership to the Well, quiet, cozy reading room and tea lounge for gathering and reflecting. I'm not not seeing like...
Okay, do you wonder what the well is? Because it says here it's a one-stop shop for wellness. We integrate modern medicine and ancient healing, focus on whole person care. Oh, I've heard of this place. Our services, products, and experiences address the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of well-being to help you feel your best. Oh, I understand what this all is now. Okay, honestly, I came in a hater. I'm coming out a celebrator.
Oh, I want the condo. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like, how much of this is free once you get the condo? Like, I just want free everything else after I have the condo. If I live there, I expect then everything else to be complimentary.
Same.
And I'm going to be very irritated if I'm nickel and dimed for, like, a pair of compression boots.
Would you ever do a zero gravity experience for $9,070?
Yeah, that sounded pretty cool.
It's not a simulation. The specially modified 727 flies in parabolic arcs to create a weightless environment. This is some rich person board stuff.
Yeah. This is like you're over skydiving and you want to take someone. You just want to have fun one day. This is like if I came into like a chunk of money where I was like, I just like need to have like an adventure and it's really no skin off my back and it can be a write off because I'm in a pod about it. I'm going to do the zero gravity.
I would do it plane. For a write off.
Yeah. A 10K write off because you have to figure the tax into it.
True. It's starting at $9,770.
They did this on a episode of The Bachelor that I watched like in the past few years.
It's very Batch Nation.
Yeah. But sure, I'm down. Why not?
That one's not calling to me as much.
Feels like, oh, you're going to like float around. Like, how crazy can it really be?
Right.
Like, I can, like, disassociate on my bed before I go to sleep, and it basically is zero gravity.
I feel like I'd be over it within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it probably only lasts for 5 minutes anyways. Because they have to, like, fly the plane up and then basically, like, nosedive the plane. And that's how they create, like, a zero gravity.
2K a minute?
Probably. I don't think it's, like, you get to spend, like, 4 hours. It's not, like, Discovery Zone. It's, like... pretty quick.
I'd rather it be DZ, personally.
This magic show that they recommended too, I was like, do I need to go to New York? I was like, had planned to go to New York for around Thanksgiving and then had to cancel, but then I was like, do I need to reboot this trip to New York to go see a Goop
approved magic show?
Not no.
Starting at $120 a ticket.
The VP of content was blown away.
Wouldn't say that it's ridiculous, but maybe it's awesome.
It seems maybe awesome. It's intimate. It's an intimate experience. It's the last chance, the final weeks through January 14th, 2024. Get it while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Also, the custom cabins, I was intrigued by those.
Very intrigued.
I was like, that seems affordable. All I needed then is some land.
Modern architectural design, smart use of space. I'm into both of those things.
Yeah. It's cute.
I know. They're nice. I want to put one in the Keys.
I know. I need to just get some land, I guess. Look into some land. Once again. Some spare land.
Goop telling us we need space.
Yeah.
Through line.
They're like, it's ridiculous, but awesome to expect that you'll be able to afford a home in the year of our Lord 2023. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah from Goop.
We wish you well. And then we have the Alexandra Llewellyn Poppies and Crane backgammon set for $14,580, which is handcrafted by a team of artisans, including master joiners, leather experts, and lacquer artists. So you're getting high artistry for your late in life gaming needs?
I mean, it's beautiful, but I'm also in a place of who cares?
It's not interesting to me.
I'm not 80.
No. But for the young at heart, we have the Lalo Inez 24 karat gold G-spot vibrator that comes in its own case for $15K.
You're a loser if you spend this much on a sex toy.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Especially if it's like a gold sex toy, you're weird for that. I'm unclear. You should tell no one about it. That's just a personal thing for just you to enjoy, and no one should be looped into your purchases.
It's an asinine purchase.
It truly is. Like, why? You don't need that. With no. 14K, I could think of a million other things I'd rather have.
Hates it.
Then there's like a $2,000 gong.
Ugh, regular, dagular.
Yeah,
cares?
That's like just the running price of a gong. I'm not inspired by that.
No. And then when you think, oh, dazzle us with one final high ticket item, we have 24-month aged Parmigiano Reggiano wheel for $396.
I'm oddly the most inspired by a Parmesan wheel. Like, if someone gave me a $400 wheel of Parmesan, I'd be like, I don't know where I'm going to put this.
But cool.
But that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit interesting, but okay.
You just have to have the biggest dinner party.
You have to have a huge dinner party. You have to have a big kitchen. You have to have square footage. Once again,
yeah,
we're met face to face with our lack of square footage. And this is really what the Goop Guide does to me. Where should we go to next now that we've breezed through the high ticket options?
Why don't we go to the gifts under 100?
Smart.
True peasant hours.
I'll share some things that stood out to me first that I actually thought were good gifts,
mm-hmm.
in all sincerity. The Hakko incense, the Japanese, made from Japanese washu paper. They look like dried leaves.
Ooh, those are pretty. Yeah.
I think that's the type perfect gift that's like no one's really going to buy for themselves, but is a fun thing to have and useful.
Thoughtful and cheap.
Exactly. It retails for $24. Then we have, honestly, I'm hitting this era. I'm ready. This just confirms it. Mouth tape.
Ooh.
I'm ready to be mouth taping.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And where better to start than with the Goop-approved VO2 mouth tape?
Yeah, why not?
They say out, mouth breathing, in, mouth taping. Mm-hmm. If you're breathing out of your mouth while you're sleeping, you can't sit with us.
May God have mercy on whoever's sleeping next to you.
So, I mean, that would be more of like a gift to self for me personally. I don't know if I want to be like, happy holidays. Here's some Goop-approved yeah, mouth
happy
tape.
Holidays. Shut the fuck up for once.
But maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to receive that from a lover. And I would feel kind of weird receiving it from a friend. So no. That is also a self gift.
And then I think something that looks nice that I would love to receive are these Skin Wilma plush clogs. They're just like a nice slipper. Would happily receive.
Yeah, I think a slipper is always a good thing.
Retailing for $75. And then they have the Say Glossy Bounce, which I'm wearing right now and I love. And I think, who doesn't love a hydrating lip oil? $22. It is a great product.
Yeah, a lot of these under hundreds are gift to self because mm-hmm. they're like beauty products and you can't really get people like a random beauty product.
No, I have a bone to pick with the Quiet Town Ojai towel. Great towel. I love Quiet Town. It's an awesome website for all your bathroom needs. But like, who gets someone a singular towel? That's actually rude.
Yeah, just one.
What am I going to do with that?
Mm-mm.
Maybe like a beach towel. I've given like Pendleton beach towels before.
Great
for
gift.
People who like have pools or beach houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good gift, but a singular bathroom towel is psychotic.
Yeah, no, I don't want it. That's you take it back and yeah. you have it. And get yourself another one too.
Yeah. And then I will say the Cody Foster & Co. ornaments that are strewn about the gift guide are a cute gift.
Yeah, that's a cute.
It's like
little something something.
They're usually like $14 to $20. They also carry them on Amazon, but they're fun, like little quirky ornaments. And I think ornaments are always a solid, smart way to go.
Yeah, I like the cocktail olives ornament.
The little caviar one.
That's cute. Goop should make little fake beauty ornaments, like little minis.
Yeah.
They should make a Goop tree of all mini Goop products.
There you go.
This is why
I know
they need to really loop me in on this process.
I think the tea story set from Osulak, I love doing like a little, that tea gifts are, oh, it's sold out. Okay. Other people agreed. A tea journey is always a nice gift. Harney and Sons also has them. They're way more affordable than this one, but
I'm going to say my favorite thing, maybe the only thing, aside from the incense, is the Carrier Frères absinthe candle. I would be very intrigued to smell this. This candle brand is incredibly chic, and I love the vessel, and I'll bet this is a really great candle.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
Getting candles sight unseen, though, are tough.
It's tough. You have to go to Delirium and sniff that one out. I'm sure you can find it easily at like a bougie candle store. Maybe also the smart rope is something that I'm interested in. An $80 smart jump rope.
Oh, that could be cool.
It tracks your jump count and displays it in midair. Interesting. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I start and end on the under 100 grouping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question. What is the Tracy Anderson My Mode? I'm on the wellness gift guide, which I think actually the wellness section was the things that spoke. There were many things in the wellness section that spoke to me.
I think that this is what you use for her classes. Like, she uses that bar thing, and these are weights. It's sort of like your home gym setup if you're a Tracy Anderson head.
Wow. For the low, low price of $2,629. Final sale.
Final
Hope
sale.
You like it.
Ready to ship in 1 week.
I was like, is this like a golf set? I really couldn't wrap my head around it.
It's the wooden motif that makes you stop and go, huh.
It's uniquely crafted from solid wood. What's included? A box for TA-ified step-ups and supported planks. A staff, which clicks into a puck on the ground or sockets in the box and doubles as a barbell with the addition of attachable weights. A plush pad for kneeling movements. A pair of 3-pound hand weights. That's an incredible amount of things for almost $3,000. A box, a pad, and some weights. A stick and some weights.
Okay.
$2,600, please. Don't forget the tax. Wow.
I thought I would be the wellness girly, but I'm not. But a few things that stick out nonetheless. The Thera face mask.
I know. I want that.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued with it because it has your run-of-the-mill light therapy, but also vibrational therapy for the skin. And as somebody with constant jaw tension,
you need that vibe.
I'm paying attention.
At a $599 price point, that's going to need to be gifted by the company.
Oh, most definitely. But
Therabody Q1, we're looking at you. Wish I had known about this mask being on the horizon before I bought the handheld, because we all know I don't use that.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the face one?
Yeah. Used it.
You might want to borrow that.
3 times.
This Sprig shower infusion starter kit has me intrigued, but then I'm kind of, it's falling flat. It's a system that delivers aromatherapy and skin-boosting ingredients via your shower water. That seems like a gimmick.
Too hard.
Mm-hmm.
got to refill it and mess with it all the time. Nope. No thanks. I am going to issue a warning right now. And I hope that this falls upon the ears of the people who need it so they don't make the same mistake that I did. They are recommending this brand called Negnata. It's an Australian brand. It makes really cute workout clothes. Do not get fooled by these workout clothes. They are incredibly expensive and they look really cute. And they are really cute. But I'm telling you, the quality of these things, the fabric that they use snags so easily.
Oh no.
That like if you even like brush against it with like if you have like dry skin on your hand and you brush against this fabric, it will pull and snag and pill. I got a pair of pants, like a pair of track pants. During COVID, I like found this brand and was like, oh my God, they have these track pants. They're so cute. They're really expensive. They were like almost like $400 to get with shipping from Australia. But I was like, I need them.
It's a must.
My life will not be complete without these cute track pants. I'm obsessed. They arrived with pulls that had just happened from them being in a box with their own tags on them.
Oh no.
Yeah. And it was not, you couldn't return. Within two or three wears, they looked like they'd been through like a sandpaper machine. I ended up selling them on Poshmark because I needed them out of my life. I was like, I can never look at these again. And I just need to like
take the loss
and pretend it never happened. Oh, also one leg was inexplicably longer than the other. Like they, I'm telling you, these pants were truly the bane of my existence. I sold them on Poshmark for like $25 with that entire disclaimer in there, and someone was like, thank you so much for your honesty. Like, we had a lot, the community got together, we had a lot of discourse about it on Posh, but I'm just warning you, unless you have extreme disposable income and you plan on wearing these to not work out but just sit perfectly still, don't do it. Don't go down this road.
That sounds completely upsetting.
It was
I'm
very
so sorry
upsetting.
You had to deal with that.
It's okay. I'm a survivor at the end of the day, and I pulled through.
Yeah.
And it's sad because I hope that they figure out their fabric because I think the designs are so cute.
Yeah. They look nice, but
don't let it fool you.
No. I will say the higher dose serotonin soak is one of my favorite bath soaks. Okay. And it retails for $39. I give this one an A+.
Okay. I'm intrigued by that.
I've tried a lot of bath soaks in my day. Also, the Lima laser that was on here last year. I mean, I still really want it.
I do, but I also don't.
Handheld.
I'm like, it's a handheld, so it's a DIY. And I don't think that you should have to do anything yourself if you're paying $2,500+ for like a device. It needs to come with a robot that does it for you. But I'm also if you're so successful, Lima, then why are you back on this list 1 year later?
There's a few repeats that I plan to point out. I'm intrigued with the Verbena Aromatic Cleanser, a spa treatment for your home. I'm in a place of home care exploration right now, so I'd be curious.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
But I'm a little... This roundup for the wellness gift guide. Oh, again, the Jolie filtered shower head, another last year's item.
It's an A+ item, and it is I gave one to my mom for her birthday and she loves it. So a great mom gift. But again, why as a goop guide are you putting the same things on that you had last year?
I want new. I want fresh. I want to be told what's coming, not where we've been.
Exactly. I'm curious about a smart waste kitchen composter. I've been seeing a lot of these online, mm-hmm. and there's even a company that I think you can pay just like a monthly fee and they send you one and then you just like have it. But I'm also like, once I've composted my entire life, like, where do I put this? Like, I don't know if I can take on another thing. But I like the idea of that.
Me too. I think that is a piece of home tech that I've got my eye on that might down the line be something that's more common in one's household.
Yeah. And I like the ones, the one that I saw online is like you put any food in there.
Yeah.
Even like cheese or like weird things, and it turns it into like chicken feed, which I was like, well, I again don't have the square footage or, nor do I have the outdoor space
nor
for
the
chicken.
Chickens.
Yeah, but what a girl can dream.
Right. Okay, wellness gift guide. I see you.
The Skyview 2 also intrigues me. Designed to bring the biological benefit of natural light indoors. It's already sold out.
I did notice that, but then it kind of looks like those things that are on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Is it David Terrell?
James Terrell.
Thank you.
I know. I and then David I was Terrell's like, well, I've already been down that road player. And I'm getting rid of that. So,
yeah. See, on to the lover's gift guide, which just right off the bat, first things first, they start off with the Wave Showerhead by the brand Womanizer, which doubles as a clitoral stimulator. How horny do you have to be to install?
I'm like, I kind of am into that. I was like, ooh, don't mind if I do. 119, final sale, 119, not so bad for a shower head. I need to know the water pressure.
It's probably pretty good.
But this girl's loving it. I don't know if you need it to be doing all of that.
It's just a lot.
I'm going to say, if you're playing your cards right, every handheld shower head is also a great clitoral stimulator. Right. Like, you don't need one specially for that. They're all kind of designed to be that, is my takeaway.
One would think, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to be like, you know what? But it does look fun.
It is, yeah.
Also, on the vibrator front, the Crave Vesper 2 vibrator, which is like a necklace if you scroll all the way down. I have that.
How is it?
It's okay. My friend Emily Morse, who does the podcast Sex with Emily, did a collab with them, and that's how I obtained one.
Mm-hmm.
She gifted it to me, and it's pretty cool. I'm not really the girl who's wearing a vibrator around her neck.
You're not needing to just like get off at a moment's notice.
Just anywhere, anytime, but it's like nice to know it's in the drawer.
But how's the power on it?
It's okay.
Yeah, it seems kind of like it's not going to really take you there, but it's more of like a gimmicky thing.
It's innovative, I will say.
This Santa Maria Novella Melograno Terracotta Diffuser is the moment. It's so good.
You just said so many words. I have to catch up. What is it?
It's, I don't know why it's on the lover's guide. Maybe because it's a pomegranate. It looks like a vagina, kind of. It's this. I actually put this on my SUP gift guide last year. Oh. So now I have a bone to pick with Goop. But.
Okay.
It's a terracotta vessel. Okay. But it's dipped in the house's Melograno scent. So it just is kind of this piece of pottery that just like throws the scent, like will permeate your entire bathroom or bedroom with this scent for like a few months.
That's cool.
And then it's like a pretty terracotta vessel. Objet to just have around. My only note to the company, and when I bought it, I was like, it would be nice if I could then, once the scent is gone, give this back to you guys. You can send it back to wherever they dipped it. Dip it again for me for like $20 and then give me another one, because it's basically saying like you throw it away and then get another one or collect them. And I think that's kind of wasteful.
Yeah.
So I would love it them to do some sort of like program.
That's a cool gift though. Again, yeah. I feel like this isn't the type of thing that would be really fun to get. They are probably might not be on the lookout for oneself.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Elder Statesman Stripe Super Soft Blanket, $3,995. I'm over Elder Statesman.
Yeah. Do something interesting. a copper fondue pot, I love. But where and when? Ooh, a shearling throw. I like that. For $625. You can find that on Etsy, though, I'll bet.
Goop Wellness Sex Oil? Wait, why is the curling iron wand that actually looks like a sex toy, but then upon further look, you go, oh, you plug that in and you curl your hair with it?
Wait, something's up with their...
Guys?
Goop. What if someone did use this as a sex toy?
I mean...
And then they sued oops. Goop. This does... Do you think... What intern did they have do this who was like, oh, this is a sex toy. There's a butt plug.
You know what's sexy? Curly hair.
Is that where their head's at? I mean, or are they like, this looks like a butt plug?
It's either that or it was a mistaken identity.
I guess what else would this be in? It's not going to be in the under 100. It's not going to be the forward to your SO gift guide.
No. I appreciate that they have the Dr. Dennis Groth Dr. X Spectralight Lipwear Pro, which is a red light therapy device for your lips so you can get some DSLs. That I understand the thinking by, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, I guess like they just want you to have like sexy hair.
Sexy hair. Fondue pot.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair items in the lover's gift guide. The essential soft hairbrush. I'm curious about that.
Caviar. Okay. A lip gloss, lip balm trio. I appreciate that they inserted the Goop Beauty Nourishing Lip Balm Trio into the mix for mm-hmm. the lover's guide. Just
very important.
Yeah.
Let's go to the traveler's gift guide. I've been thinking a lot about the Smithson jewelry roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like jewelry travel boxes. I have one that's just like a cheapo Amazon one that gets the job done. But there is something luxurious about this.
Yeah, I think a jewelry roll is a luxe accessory for your accessories.
Mm-hmm.
I stand by that. Something I hate that's on here is the Westman Atelier Petite Brush Collection. And while I'm sure these four small travel size brushes are simply divine, they're retails for $350. They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, way too much. Just get the Merit brush. Merit makes a yeah. good blush brush. We said it before, I'll say it again. It's great. This leisure chair... For $253, I like it.
Okay.
Like bring it to a concert, a beach day.
The deadhead in you sees the possibilities.
I'm on the lawn at the gorge and I'm in my leisure chair and I'm loving life.
That is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice leisure chair. That's good
for, yeah, for a concert head, like yeah. a deadhead or like a DMB head.
Oh, yeah.
The Nori Press iron steamer thingy.
I am instantly intrigued with that.
Yeah.
Another thing, I'm actually, the traveler curation is speaking to me. The 35 millimeter company reloader 35 millimeter camera.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more.
Yeah, that's cute.
It retails for $99.
It's a good price point yeah. for a 35 millimeter yeah. camera. As someone that was looking at those earlier this year, I was like, oh, that's a good one.
You know what should be on here that isn't? Sleep ground, traveler pillow.
Totally.
Goop, free ideas. I wonder what the partnership with Cody Foster Company was this year, because they're really peppered. These ornaments are really peppered throughout.
I know, that's a cute ornament.
I'm not mad at the Railroad Lantern by Bare Bones Living. Retails for $100. I love something that makes me feel old-timey.
You like a little like homestead vibe?
Yeah. So I would take it. I would gladly receive that. I don't know if you're gifting a lantern, but okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go with you on that.
Oh, and the Smithson multi-zip case.
Yes.
I also like.
And the Cadence their best sellers bundle, which is those little magnetic travel containers.
Do you have some of those magnetic
travel? I don't, but I am very interested in them.
I'm intrigued by them, but then I'm also like, seems hard to clean.
Seems hard to clean, but I like the concept. But then $132, I'm like, just get $132 worth of minis. And then you have product.
Yeah.
And then
these things strike me as you use them one time and you never use them again and put them away. And then you're like, ugh, like I don't want to clean them out. And like, they're all crusty with like my products. And they're just not the kind of thing, unless you have like a staff who's going to clean them out for you.
Yeah.
Put them in the dishwasher, like yep. put them back. Like, I just don't see a world in which you're constantly like using up these traveler things.
I think you're right, but I the like space saving magnetic of it all just like had me blinded.
Yeah, I get that. Should we move on to the forward to your SO gift guide?
Yeah, we should.
This one featured several Rolexes.
Love that for the SO. There's a lot of really expensive jewelry peppered throughout these guides, and I
think that's just because it's part of their e-commerce.
Yeah, and I respect that because I'm sure they get a great kickback from brokering that sale, but that should just be a separate guide. Jewelry.
Yeah, I think all this jewelry is like they sell it directly on their website. So it's not even like they bought it wholesale and are now selling it.
Maybe this is just my relationship, but I'm not forwarding Joey a hairdryer or a hair straightener and being like, babe.
No. Certainly I'm not going to forward a person I'm dating super anti-aging eye serum and be like, I can't get this one, but will you do me a solid for Christmas? You know what
would be so hot?
But I'm also not forwarding. Well, I would have to date someone first, but I probably wouldn't be forwarding someone like a Rolex.
No. But I like the world in which Goop plays in. I'm willing to like go there. The Frame Fitness Pilates Reformer, another repeat from last year.
Seen it.
Could have been in the Wellness Lover's Guide. Or the high ticket, because it does retail for $4,299. It's a lot of Pilates classes.
Mm-hmm. This Limus Skincare Serum and Cream Starter Kit for $655? You simply must be joking me.
I'm unclear. This one's a little all over the place for me and not in like a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
But
some phone-in energy.
Yeah. Can we bring our way to the Cook's Gift Guide, in which maybe this speaks to where I'm in my life, but this is where I found the most intriguing items to be living.
Yeah.
The Our Place Wonder Oven. It might just be the fact that it looks sort of like an Easy Bake Oven from our youth. It's
definitely that.
But I have intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more.
But does it? Who? Okay. Q1, this might be a thing that appears.
Okay.
It's a Wonder Oven Wire Rack Bake Pan Air Fryer Basket. See, I've been wanting an air fryer. Right.
We've discussed it.
And you've talked to me a bit off the air fryer ledge. And rightly so. But this does many things.
I'm definitely... This is what Sonia's toaster oven should have been.
This was stolen valor. But is Our Place that good of a brand? Just buying the brand name.
You're buying the color coding. Because yeah. I have to say, I had the Always Pan.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not hold up.
Yeah, I've been bamboozled by a cookware startup, Great Jones.
Oh.
I got two of their pans during the pandemic. And They are awful. They don't work after a while. The nonstick, they're ceramic, like nonstick. They're awful.
I have the Caraway Home and I had the same experience. It
What's up with that?
It's a bust. You just have to get the Kelphalon, like classic
ceramic
steel. No, I think that's the problem.
You know what I really, really want? My next vision is like French copper cookware.
Yeah.
Like the real deal, super pricey, which I was looking in on Etsy. You can find some like for vintage? Like not crazy. Yeah. But I was like, I need like Yes Chef style.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes Chef.
I don't think we need a Wonder Oven as much as I really want it. And as much as an Easy Bake Oven
dazzles
really...
me. But then I take pause.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody's tried one, I would love to hear back.
And if they want to send us one, we're happy to haul it.
Absolutely. A magnetic retro kitchen timer. My mom has one of these in her kitchen.
Yeah, it's cute.
They're great. It's a nice little gift for a home cook. See, all of these things I would not say no to. An Olea Pia olive oil and pink balsamic vinegar set. Sure.
Yeah. A leather oven mitt. Sign me up.
The mise en place bowl set of four. Yep. Would love that.
I'm also like, these tomato candles are cute.
Yep. This is a really nice. This one brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel seen. And yeah. It makes me want to spend, which is all the things that a good gift guide should evoke.
Mm-hmm. It's making me want to like overhaul my kitchen.
Yeah.
And then like fill it with expensive kitchenware and then just start cooking up a storm.
Yeah. Good work, Goop.
The Goop Home 10-piece cookware set is well priced. And I'm curious to see how good of a cookware set
that
is.
That is a great price. I made the mistake with my Caraway set. I got white. And it doesn't stay white.
Mm.
And that is on me.
Yeah.
And I should have had the foresight to choose a
darker
better
color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Great note. What's on the men's gift guide?
We got to see.
More Rolexes, a champagne saber.
Goop must have been in cahoots with Rolex this year.
Bob's Watches probably is who they're in cahoots with.
Because
I think Bob's Watches is like a pre-owned.
Okay, I respect that. I respect being in cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in that. I just want to...
Everyone's got to make some money.
There's been some consistencies throughout. We've got the same ornament brand. We've got a lot of Rolex. We've got a lot of this brand skin. I'm just like... Is Gwyneth investing? What's going on? Oh, speaking of which, the Good Clean Goop line that has recently launched in Target, which is a lesser priced skincare line from Goop.
Whoa. Wait.
Needs to be discussed for like 2 minutes.
How did I not know about this until just right now?
You've been dealing with a lot.
I have been out of the loop.
But you're here now.
I'm like, did they somehow give me the job of the gift guide and I missed that and that's how it got so fucked up? I'm Good Clean Goop. Say hello to a new line of beauty and wellness essentials we've been working on, Good Clean Goop, which is available to explore and shop on October 22nd at Target and Amazon.
I'll say this. I was a little shocked at the prices. They're ranging from $19.99 to what looks like $39.99. And I guess that makes sense with if it's leaning on like the quality of ingredients that we've been accustomed to with Goop products, because I think they do... I can speak for their skin products. They are using like really intentional good ingredients, but I don't know if I want to spend $40 on a skincare product at Target or Amazon.
I don't. If I'm going to spend that, I'm just going to spend $50 and get the Goop thing from Sephora.
Right.
Or from goop.com.
And I think this, just everything is just so much more expensive now, which is just a whole other thing that I'm digesting and getting used to. It just feels a little shocking.
It's never going back, right?
No.
We just live now at the price point that everyone upgraded to.
Yeah.
Because why would it go back if you get people to pay and then people start paying? Why would you as a company be like, okay, now we're going to just go back to normal?
We predicted the peasant era of this year, but here we are. Price gouging era.
It took us a year to get here, but now we are officially in peasant era.
Yeah.
Where you need, if you have $1 million, you're lower middle class. And then you might work your way up from there. But anything below that is like, good luck to you. You're going to die of typhus. $1 million.
Basically.
You're just like barely scraping by. And then you're going to need like $100 million to just be like middle class. And billionaires are like upper middle class. And then if you have $100 billion, then you're upper class.
Yeah. Then you're getting a Vogue feature.
Yeah. But like, why would I get any of this? Do the people that shop at Target and Amazon know that they could just go to Sephora and get the real deal?
To me, it's like to pay $10 more and you're getting, it's a bit of a what? Something to flag. If anyone's tried it, I'd really love to know. Send me notes.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, the shampoo, I'm like, do I want this? We'll see.
How much is it?
$30. That's still a lot for a shampoo. $30
for a shampoo from
Goop Clean Beauty.
Target?
From Amazon.
Right. That's...
And it's not Amazon Prime. Well, I guess you could get it Wednesday. I have thoughts.
I think that back to the men's gift guide, which actually is a nice roundup.
Mm-hmm.
The Shinola dual USB power supply retails for $195, which feels pricey, but that could nicely elevate an office space. And I do love a Shinola. As being a Detroit-based company, I've got an affinity towards them.
You have D-Town pride?
Yeah, deep. Leather tennis ball holder, $350 from Paradise Row.
I have this Manta pulse hair and scalp brush, and I like it.
$85?
I was in a mood.
Ten sheet nori pack, $20.
No,
guys,
$2 a sheet, $2 a crunch.
Bold.
Oh, I like this hand tool set. I actually think that this shouldn't be gendered, and a tool set is an extremely thoughtful gift to get anyone in your life.
I agree with you. I think that this is really
like a chic tool set.
This is the coolest thing on the roundup.
Yeah.
Of this one.
And I've been seeing tool sets pop up recently, and I was like, oh, like it. Everyone benefits from that. It's great to have a screwdriver and a wrench and a hammer.
I think, and maybe I'm just always bringing it back to Housewives brands, which is a haul we have to do very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think Barb K was either like workshopping one or actually came out with her own set of tools.
Which one is Barb K?
She basically, once Barb K showed up on the screen, it was like the beginning of the end for Roni. She was Luann's friend who helped with the intervention. That then when Bethany left, Barb K came in. I think. She was like...
I think this was like lost seasons for me where I didn't...
She was like Lou's friend who had also had a place in the Hamptons. She had like a lobster bake.
Oh, and then okay. I was thinking
Sonia and Ramona like the took the lobsters. Yeah, that's Barb K.
Okay. So she was working on a home tool
because
kit.
She's a contractor by day.
Well, I wish that she would have followed through on that.
Everybody simply must go to Barb K's TikTok and watch her dance. You're not a nichesta unless
you're watching Barb K do her thing on TikTok. The Flatiron building model, why?
I'm at a loss. Do you build it? Or does it just come erected?
It's handmade in England.
Okay.
It's crafted from plaster. And it's detailed work.
That looks fun, but
it's 8 inch. It's like this big. For $200? I don't know any man that would be excited about getting this.
I know some that would be.
Really?
Yeah. I think there you hit a certain age and like...
Men start to love models.
Like putting together a...
Men
like
enter their dollhouse era and they want like little models of things. They do. Women begin in dollhouse era, but men end in dollhouse era. It's so true.
Certainly.
Okay. Fair enough. You're meaning to tell me this power cord is a $200 power cord?
It is chic.
It is, but my God. For two plugs and two USBs?
I know, you can definitely find something on Etsy.
I just bought something on Amazon for $19 with like five plugs and four USBs.
I know. I just have that Detroit pride. It runs so deep.
You have
I'm
Detroit
blinded.
Colored glasses right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know.
But good for them. Ooh, electric flosser. I'm intrigued by that.
Should we end it on a strong suit with the host's gift guide?
Yeah.
Bring it home, host gift guide. Come on. Show us what we need to be giving this holiday season to the host or hostess in our life.
You can give the whole truffle, 80 grams for $30. That seems pretty good.
That's kind of cool.
And then they can like shave it or...
Yeah.
And that's like nice.
They had a truffle shaver that we didn't cover that was in the cook's gift guide. So we could really...
You
pair those two together and impress.
I like the salt and pepper meal set.
That's a nice gift. Mm-hmm. It's rich though. $236 to flavor your food.
You're going to Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos' holiday party. And you've recently also hit the $100 billion mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that this Goop exclusive footed bowl from Mondays retailing for $345 is gorge. However, that's pricey. The Olympia Latan Spicy Margarita Book Clutch for $1,980. I am not a book clutch girl.
No.
I don't like them.
I would take one if it was a book that I really loved. And it was being gifted to me for free, but I wouldn't buy it for myself.
I just don't think they're too quirky for my taste.
They're kind of chintzy.
A little on the rich chug side, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
The Mother of Pearl Swan Spoon by Gohar for $40, engraved with dainty feathers down its graceful neck.
Yeah, that's cute.
I think that's kind of a fun gift because you can use that on a serving platter. It's like a nice, cute thing. $40 is a really nice price point I like to live at for a hostess gift. So
I'm confused by the idea of a dried flower bouquet for $88.
I hate that.
I hate it.
I hate that.
That's giving trash. That's literally being like, these are dead plants. Here
you go. If anybody ever gave that to me,
I'd set it on fire.
It's a fire hazard regardless. Whether you set it on fire or it's just going to catch on fire. It's just stupid.
Ooh, okay. Here's something that speaks to me hugely. Is this flower bulb oil candle?
The Wolford one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$40. Hand blown. And you just put
yeah, those are cool.
Oil in it.
A little bit of a fire hazard.
Huge. This is like a Molotov cocktail. But if you're going to go out in style.
Better that than the dried flower bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I'd much rather die by the hand of a gorgeous objet than a bunch of dead plants.
Yeah. This Ariella Nomi Ku menorah for $350. I love a sculptural menorah.
Yeah, that's a really
pretty. So my current one is from Bed Bath & Beyond, so I'm constantly looking for an upgrade.
Yeah, it might be time to upgrade.
Yeah. You can't tell it's from Bed Bath & Beyond, but I know.
But you know, and that changes everything.
Yeah.
It feels not right to give a host shampoo and conditioner. Like, you don't know what their hair texture needs are. And even though the Rahua brand is really nice.
This set retails for $112. It's just like a bold swing.
Yeah, you get someone like hydrating shampoo and conditioner and you're basically telling them like your hair is dusty and dry. Your hair looks like this dried bouquet.
For $85. I hate the $85 dried bouquet. That's
psychotic.
Sinister.
Yeah. That is Michael's. That is Michael's craft store, Hobby Lobby energy. I want none of it.
None.
You will never catch me with a dried bouquet of anything.
I think dried flowers are bad energy.
Yeah.
Death.
Mm-hmm.
Bistro Brilliant Serving Set, 4 pieces by Sabre. That's a nice gift for $153. I think nice serving fork, spoon, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute.
That's a great gift. Someone gave me the most gorgeous salad tongs one time, and I am still obsessed with them.
Yeah, that's a good gift. I think there's just a lot to be desired.
Yeah. Here's my theory on this gift guide this year.
What happened?
I think the Goop team is spread thin. They had their Goop kitchen is constantly evolving. They had the Goop hotel collab that was predicted on right here on this very show. They had their Airbnb partnership. There's just been a lot. The Target launch, and I think the gift guide.
It got lost in the shuffle.
It did. This is a two niche challenge for us to maybe put together our own ridiculous but awesome gift guide and really show them how it's done.
I know. If you want something done in these peasant era days, you really have to get off your ass and do it yourself.
That's what I'm feeling.
Okay, so maybe next week we do the two niche ridiculous but awesome.
Watch this space. I think there's a gift guide in us to come.
I think so too. And I enjoy the challenge of thinking of really great gifts.
I pride myself in...
You're a great gift giver.
Giving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And receiving them, for that matter. But I recognize the work that went into coding this gift guide. I'm not hating on it. But I'm left feeling... But maybe it's just the general blasé of 2023 that just has me in this place.
Like, it's going to take much more than a Goop gift guide to mend what has been broken this
exactly.
year.
It's going to take more than a Parmigiano Reggiano cheese wheel to get me going.
If someone gifted me that cheese wheel, I would immediately try and put together a big pasta party. You know that restaurant in Beverly Hills where they just like toss the pasta in the cheese wheel? I'd be like, we're doing that. We're going to gather and have some tossed cheese wheel pasta.
Yeah. It's the only thing to do.
Yeah, because I have nowhere else to put it.
No.
Yeah.
Just imagine. You're just like, great kitchen. Oh, sorry, I couldn't get the Our Home
Easy Bake.
Easy Bake because I've got this cheese wheel and there just isn't enough counter space.
No, there's no room. No room in the inn for both.
Wow. What a haul.
What a haul. Well, hopefully next year, we're back to our Goop gift guide glory. they have a year to make it right. Hopefully they'll publish and fix the IT issue that's taking place.
Yeah.
On the Ridiculous But Awesome page, and watch this space for a two niche gift guide coming your way.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for 50 niche driven episodes.
Yeah. We couldn't do it without you, the listeners.
You guys are the best, really.
And until next time,
stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.